Let's just give them a little time.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good now. Go ahead and call for a question.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you very much. We are going to come out of executive with one item that I'm going to ask to be added to the agenda, and it's from the review of the last meeting over hiring a gentleman to work with Tom Fredericks, Fredericks People in Morgan, and that we're going to ask for that under old business. The comment I do have to make is that out of executive, we had Mr. Carter Matthews come from DMD to come look and show us options that's going to be available and have been available to the Osage Minerals Council, and we appreciate him and Daniel coming in and talking to us. At this time, we're not going to have anything in form of a motion. We're going to review some options, and we looked at some criteria in which we would like for Mr. Mathis to review and come back to us. DMD has also been with us on the presentations at NAEP and then Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo, and we're appreciative of that. The item, I think, is going to work well because right now we're trying to complete the contracts over the digital information. What are we going to do with it? What are we looking at as far as the council goes? So I don't have a motion for that. For that, I'd like to go down to the O business under 7A.
Chairman, yes. Do we have one resolution to make?
Yes.
You want to do it under old business, but if
we are in old business.
Okay, I'll make a resolution. I'll make a motion that we authorize Mr. Fredericks to retain the expert he has requested, the gentleman out of Texas, and
yes.
And I'd make a motion that we authorize him to retain that individual.
I'll second that.
I second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilman Rivard. Motion to retain the gentleman for Fredericks People in Morgan. We will add that. We have an issue here today. I have his resume present, and I'll have that forthcoming to finish the resolution. Just call for the question.
Motion by Councilman Rivard. Or what did I just say? Councilman Rebar, sorry.
You don't get her. We'll just wait on his response.
Oh, she's asking you to vote.
Would you like to support your resolution on the hiring of the expert?
Yes.
Okay. Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redeagle?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. Yes.
Just a housekeeping matter. It occurs to me that the original contract with Fredericks and Peoples probably was limited to an appeal process, and we may need to update that contract to include whatever could come out, whether we go district court level or whatever, but I would ask the chair to review that contract and see if it needs to be updated. And I would put that in the form of a motion authorizing the chair to negotiate with Mr. Fredericks to come to a continuing contractual relationship.
Second.
Second, very well said. Just out of the comment period, it's in there, but it's not near broad enough for what you're requesting. As your expertise knows, we're getting into a new arena. I will have that looked at. Call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redeagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion Motion passes.
And for the council's review, I will use the same wording we used in our settlement case, because that's where we had to hire them as individuals, and we couldn't have them under contract. Our attorney has to. So that will be put in order. Thank you. With that, is there any other efforts I need? I will go on to strategic planning. We just want to ask, is that last council meeting, we asked for your review, and we'd need to set up a conference call with Mrs. Benteen to see if there's any other criteria you want added or deleted before we roll out the final presentation of the strategic plan. I told her I would just mention it today is why it's on the agenda. My own personal comments was that in some of the deliverables is that we live in a different world than we lived in 10 weeks ago. So I want to move some of the prioritization up and then fitting our daily effort of the council. And if there's not any other questions, I would like you guys to see about a date. If you don't think none is necessary, her final version will be tightened up and sent to us, and then we'll review it. Council.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask if we could put a teleconference on the agenda for our next council meeting to follow our council meeting, which will be Friday, March...
February.
What month am I in?
The right one. You're ahead. You're ahead.
February 8th. If we could set that call that afternoon so that... Oh, I'm sorry. That's February 1st. The first.
Yes.
If we could set that call for the afternoon. That way we're already all here. It's a day we're already doing business. And we could kind of run through what we're thinking on... the priorities being different now.
Yes. I'm fine with that. So moved?
Yeah, I made a motion. He seconded it.
Yes. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Just call for the question, please, for a conference evaluation on the February 1st meeting.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. With that, I would like to go ahead and take care of the scholarship. Councilman Red Eagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion we accept Braden Edwards for a scholarship, $1,000 for the spring semester at the, is it Oklahoma University?
Tulsa.
Tulsa University.
I second.
Thank you. As recommended by committee, I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Red Eagle, seconded by Councilman Redcorn for the applicant of the Wadonka Scholarship. I'd like to call for the question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much, and congratulations are in order. The Wadonka Scholarship is somewhere that we need to recognize that man. And all of you that are relatives to him, and all of you that are lineal descendants of him, this is why we had a home. And they were fighting for our lives in 1754, Braddock's defeat. And that's how long ago they knew we were coming home. With that, I want to thank my committee, I want to thank my scholarship, I want to thank my council, and now we go into item number C, set working group to set date with solicitor. I believe Councilwoman Foreman? You called me about it.
About setting the date for with the solicitor?
No, about setting the committee.
Are we talking about the January 22nd date?
No.
Okay.
January 22nd, second is where you're going to meet with the nation and Dr. Hunter.
Okay.
And I will be out of town.
Okay, so we need to set a date.
No, you asked to set a working group.
A working group, exactly. I was getting ready to say that, a date for the working group to meet with it. But we have to have the SOP, right?
Yes, that's what I told you, is that I can't roll this out until we get the government back in office to finish it.
So how are we going to set a date?
I could love to table it.
Go ahead and table it.
Yeah, let's just table it.
I just wanted to give you the open option today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to.
Yes, Councilman.
I'll second that.
I got a motion on the floor.
Councilman, has a motion on the floor to table?
I asked her if she had a motion to table.
Yes, and I said yes.
I second.
Second. Councilwoman.
That'll work for me.
Okay, thank you. Motion on the floor by Councilman Foreman, second by Councilman Redcorn. We're going to table this matter. Of course, we made the announcement first of the meeting with the government sit down, OST and solicitor. They're only under emergency contact only. And I have been in touch with them, the chief and I, and we are going to wait till we have something that they can tell us when they're coming back. With that, I'll call for the question and table the matter.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This setting a working group reminded me that the council did not set a working group to entertain Dr. Hunter on the 22nd. We talked about designating individuals because you and I weren't going to be here. We talked about how we needed to not overwhelm anybody we were meeting with the whole council standing there staring at him. And I'd like to at this time make a motion that we designate perhaps 3 to 4 people to meet with her on that date, and my motion would include that the second chair be included in that work group.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Perfect.
I plan on going.
Well, I needed that brought out. The other concept is that in form of a motion?
It
I
is.
Need a second.
I don't know who else on here wants to be part of that, but I can't, so.
Second it. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, second by Councilman Red Eagle to set a group to meet with Dr. Hunter on the 22nd.
Susan, would you like to be a part of that group? I'd like for someone with a better recall than mine.
And maybe perhaps Margo could be on that?
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to volunteer her since she's not here.
She's not here.
And have her set on.
She lives locally.
Brother, do you guys counsel?
I'll be a part of it.
Yes, I would like that. Also, I just need a little update. That was going to be here or ask in another room, but I'm going to be ripping the carpets out. You can't be in here with that glue. So Dr. Hunter is going to have the meeting at 10 o'clock at her office because she has a small conference room. Make her feature.
First National Bank.
I'd like to amend my motion.
Please.
My amended motion will be that we designate a working group to meet with Dr. Hunter to include Second Chair Yates, Councilman Red Eagle, Councilwoman Foreman, and Councilwoman Gray.
Is your second available?
I'll second.
Okay. No, take your time. You got it?
Yeah, seconded.
I'm going to volunteer.
It was originally seconded by Councilman Red Eagle. Do you accept the amended motion?
Yes, Council, the amended motion to name you guys, will you accept that on our resolution? That's the correction I needed. Thank you for the point of order.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. I need to go to biannual meeting dates. Councilman Second Chair Yates.
What? Yeah, we'll do that.
What days do you think?
Well, we just had our last biennial meeting on December 11th, and we have two a year, so I'd like to get one in prior to June. And June's always bad for a lot of us during the dances. So I was shooting for sometime in May or possibly July at the latest. And prior to that meeting, I would love to be able to get a meeting in with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and John Polk, which we won't be able to do until the federal government goes back to work.
And that was the last request I had to John before they shut down.
Right.
To set this meeting. Okay.
So I don't know if you want to nail it down to May to get the first half of the first. You want to try that? That'd be best. Okay.
Council. First, I'd like Councilwoman Harland and Councilwoman Foreman.
I was going to say that in light of where we are legally right now, it might be really good to have that meeting in May and then that follow-up meeting back in November or December. I think that you keep that train moving a little bit.
Right. And then that second half, we might be able to tie again in with the oil and gas summit in November, December,
perfect,
possibly in Tulsa again.
Right.
But this one, we want to bring them home court.
Right.
Talk to them here, figure everything out, but have that John and Pope meeting prior to that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So is that your motion to?
I haven't specified a date, but it's in, I'd say in May. Do you guys want to?
Well,
Councilwoman Foreman.
Hopefully it won't be for me because my kids are probably gone, but May's always a tough month with graduations and all kinds of stuff going on. I wouldn't even entertain doing it in April. Unless you think that's
true. I guess too soon.
I'm not for sure.
I'm not against that.
Yeah.
I'd like to tentatively set it for May for two
reasons.
Well,
let's tentatively set it for May. And we've got meetings on the 15th and the 3rd. So, I don't know, you want to try for Monday the 13th as a tentative date? We'll shoot it to the feds and let them respond, see if they like it. That's a Monday that we have a meeting on the 15th, our regular Thursday.
Either side of that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, sir, thank you. We'll move on with the motion.
I'll second his
and have a second. A little discussion on it to on the last minutes of the last meeting we had on the 11th, we're also combining it with the meetings, and you have to tell me on the date of the consultation before. I believe it was February or something of that nature.
No, oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm coordinating that with the Frederick's people in Morgan. Katie will go ahead and combine those. The lady who used to do it for us has left the firm. And this minutes will be sent to Christina Kikonis, United States Solicitor's Office, and that will become official rod for us in our consultation. And it basically followed the agenda. I did not see anything that was different on the last meeting that would change the minutes in which we took for the 11th.
Okay.
But anyway, that's why I asked the second chair if maybe he could review his notes he took, and I don't believe Amy was there, but I do believe that Caitlin and Jeff Robinson was there. Okay, Council?
I'll ask second chair, is he wanting to set another date in November?
No, I just threw it out.
Let's just do this one first, and then on the one in November, December, we may try to tie in with the oil and gas.
I'm going to ask that we do.
Yeah, they worked out real well.
Do we need a motion right now?
We have one on the floor and second.
Call for the question.
Call for the question.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
You just said it.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Tentative date, May 13th. Next consultation meeting, and as soon as I have those revisions on the minutes, I'll have them sent to the council. With that, I'd like to go on down to the regular meeting dates. Amy, can you talk to us a little bit about that?
On your fourth bucket, those two dates just need to be changed because there's holidays right by them.
One's November and the other one was
July.
Don't worry about it. We've had to throw you in there without access to that computer.
Okay, yeah, the 5th needs to be changed on July, and the 20th needs to be changed on November.
Let me ask the chair this. There's nothing that requires us to have two meetings. We do that so we can review things. Could we just strike July 5th?
A motion.
Yeah, could I make a motion that we strike July 5th, consolidate everything to the 17th unless there's a need, and then we could ask for a special setting?
Yes, with 2 days advanced on the agenda.
Second.
Yes, I feel that way also, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's going to be days in which we're going to have to take care of our people. And I've already made changes in December that I never thought I'd make in my life. But we volunteered to be here, and we've got to help take care of this. And with that, that might come up later, so I do really appreciate it. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Hargett, second by Councilman Redcorn, that we take the July 5th date off.
And what about November?
November, I don't know why it needs to be changed. The 20th is a week before Thanksgiving.
Is it?
Yep. Thanksgiving is on the 28th.
Let's just get me through July for right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
With that, call for the question.
Yeah, 28th is Thanksgiving, so.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Second Chair Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. I'd like to have a motion for the minute meetings, January the 4th.
So moved.
I had a question.
I'll take a second.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman. Open discussion. Councilwoman Arlen.
My minutes say edited, and then I have some highlighted copy in there. Could maybe Amy tell us why they're edited and why it's highlighted?
So if you click on the first one, there's the original one that I posted, and then the edited version was
the red line version.
Yes, Councilwoman Foreman asked for a change, and so I added, I can't remember the word, but the verbiage option. I did not have that in there. And so I added that into the edited version, and I highlighted it.
Thank you.
And just for clarification, you can't change minutes once they've been posted.
That's right.
If there has to be a correction, it has to be made at the meeting.
That's why
we've talked about that before.
Excuse me.
How these things happen, even if there's an error in there, you have to keep it in there and make the clarification. So I'm asking the chairman today, was the motion to approve the original meeting minutes prior to a red line change?
I have to say yes, because I cannot allow the change.
And then there'll have to be what could happen, just procedurally speaking, is the councilwoman could recall her motion, and she could renew a motion that approved it with a correction.
As amended, that's how we did it.
Well, I made
a motion. Excuse us, as amended, if that case comes up, that's how we took care of this. But for right now, the motion is to vote on your original set. Now, with that, Councilwoman Foreman.
I actually don't have a motion to change it to rescind. Mm-hmm. So I guess we vote on the original and then I make the motion.
Well, we can take care of that, yes.
Revise it.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor and a second.
You can take care of it all in one motion.
Can we just amend the motion?
If she would just amend
the motion. Oh my Lord, it's all about Amy. Yes, yes, you can. I really appreciate you.
Okay. Are we ready?
So just she tells me yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I make a motion to...
Yeah, we already have one on the floor.
Yeah, you need to amend your motion. And now your amended motion is...
There are two.
To approve the minutes with the word option
as amended.
As amended.
I
Thank you. That has to be in there. I know that for a fact.
I remember that option.
Okay, I saw the
question.
Yeah. I second.
There you go. There you go.
Now, okay. Wait a second. Now, am I voting on her option? Because in point of order, I had to table the other one.
No, she amended.
So we get to go with yours.
We're going to go with her second one because it's
just get me out of here.
Second Chair Gates.
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Councilman Harlan.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle.
Yes.
Councilman Rebar.
Yes.
Chairman Waller.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I'm loving it. Motion adjourned.
Yes. Request that in the future we be mindful as council members not to change the minutes until they're on the floor. Because once they're posted, that is how the recording secretary took them. So they wouldn't be changed until they actually brought up here and everybody sees the change together.
We have just put in the criteria how we're going to handle it from now on out for the next 3 years.
Good. Yeah, I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. Please call for the question for adjournment.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
I was going to sit on that for a little bit and see just how eager you were to adjourn.
You worried me. If I wasn't so tired, I'd said something. Amy, what I think I'd like to do